HR Party of One is brought to you by Burning Portal. This episode's alternative title is how one company's bad leadership onboarding process cost them $75,000. Let me explain why. A colleague worked at a staffing agency in a popular beachside city. This agency's niche was providing resorts and hotels with trained wait staff for events and extra hands during busy summer seasons. Most of the leadership sought work outside of the hospitality industry during the pandemic shutdown and did not return when work resumed. New leaders were hired and things seemed great. So how did the company lose $75,000? I'll tell you the details at the end of the episode, but here's a hint. The onboarding process for leaders was ineffective and failed to account for an important detail. The staffing agency failed majorly because it didn't equip its leaders with the knowledge they needed. However, you can prevent that from happening in your own company, and I'll show you how. So let's cover evaluating your current leadership onboarding process, using the ADDIE method, and what do the experts say? Let's get started. Evaluating your current leadership onboarding process. Before you can improve a process, you have to understand how it works. Collect your knowledge and resources and determine metrics for success before you implement any changes. Outline your current onboarding process for leadership. Managers, directors, executives, anyone with a leadership position, do you use 30-60-90 plans? How do those plans differ from others in the org? Ensure you define how new leaders are onboarded versus those who are promoted internally. And if you're not onboarding internally, I strongly encourage you to do so. Talk to current leaders at your organization about their onboarding experience. Gather feedback from those who experienced it and arrange their input on a scale so you can see where the trends lie. This step is also critical because it gives you a way to measure how impactful your new and improved process is, or will be. Pull data from your HRIS to fill in the details. How long does it take to hire leaders internally and externally? Does the length of the onboarding process change depending on the team? Are there certain sticky points that slow down the process? An HRIS like Burning Portal should enable you to pull data reports to answer these questions and more. Perform a gap analysis. A gap analysis is a research tool that takes your organization's current state and compares it to a specific future state. This information can give you a snapshot of what is needed to achieve projected growth. If your headcount must increase, bringing on additional individual contributors and leaders, then improving your leadership onboarding process is an impactful, high priority project. Growth often unveils issues within a company. And if there's a shaky transition of power when leaders onboard, you might lose great employees who are instrumental to achieving the organization's goals. After you've completed this research phase, you can begin the ADDIE method. But I've got to admit, I tricked you. You've already started the ADDIE method. How to use the ADDIE method? It's like the scientific method we've learned in school, except for improving business processes rather than running science fair experiments. ADDIE stands for Assessment, Design, Development, Implementation, and Evaluation. Your research phase was step one of the ADDIE method. Assessment. You assessed your current process critically and gathered data to better understand. The next phase in the ADDIE method is design, which is the rough framework you will put together to add structure to the onboarding process. The most important factor in your design is time. How much time must a leader or others in your org spend onboarding to achieve competency? At Burning Portal, we design onboarding around a 30-60-90 plan. This plan determines how the first 3 months progress for each new hire. It differs by team and role depending on their needs. A new blog writer may need to write 10 new blogs within their first 60 days, or an account manager may need to get their HIPAA license within the first week. A good leadership onboarding design reflects their position and experience. A 30-60-90 plan is great for setting expectations for reaching certain milestones within a specific time frame. But you aren't hiring leaders who must be guided and monitored to ensure success. An executive shouldn't need to track their progress like that. However, that doesn't mean they don't need a plan at all. Organize your leadership onboarding design by reframing the 30-60-90 plan or whatever else you use as an organization alignment strategy. After all, that's the goal of a great onboarding experience. and leaders like those words. To identify what you should add to this plan, we move to the next stage in the ADDIE method, development. Development is how you flesh out the design. What specific things must a leader do to be successful in their role? Here are some ideas. New leaders should meet one-on-one with the other influential people in an organization to learn about how teams function and work together. Here are specific examples. Finance. New leaders should meet intentionally with the finance person to learn about projected earnings, revenue streams, future goals, and most importantly, the budgeting practices for the organization and their particular team. This information is critical to guide all levels of decision-making. Marketing. New leaders should meet intentionally with the marketing leader. Understanding how your company brands itself will align them with how your company presents itself to the world. A leader should be on message and follow branding guidelines to serve as an example as well. IT. New leaders should meet intentionally with the IT person to understand the importance of their role, like IT security, and how to ensure their team follows protocol, plus how IT supports other teams and the company as a whole. HR. New leaders should, of course, meet you. One of the most vital positions HR must fill is the historian. You are the one equipped to provide a new leader with the context needed to lead effectively. New leaders should learn about the individuals on their team. Bernie Portal's performance management feature lets me review one-to-one notes between managers and direct reports. When a new manager or director joins us, I can tell them things they should know before taking over. When we hired a new executive level leader, I pulled up one-to-one notes between one of the new execs team leaders and his direct report to show that this person was making serious errors in their work. The exec needed this information to make decisions about the direction of the team. New leaders should review anything the previous leader did annually during the fiscal or calendar year. For example, Bernie Portal's marketing leader ensures our SHRM and HRCI accredited courses are recertified, which requires applying as a certified provider and paying annual fees. If you don't have documentation on things like this, you risk potential disaster as the staffing agency experienced. There are many things you can add to the development stage. Later, I'll cover some ideas from other companies. After development, next up is the implementation stage of the ADDIE method. Implementation is straightforward. While you're implementing your new process, ensure you are simultaneously completing the final ADDIE stage, evaluation. This is done by asking leaders who onboard how the experience was. Also, take the temperature of their direct reports to see how an improved process has a trickle-down effect on others in your organization. What do other companies do to onboard leaders? Organizations have unique needs, so each one onboards leaders in different ways. Some organizations know leaders will need to onboard quickly, so they introduce micro-learning. Sherilyn Lobby, HR expert and host of the popular show HR Bartender, describes micro-learning as small-time increments spent on certain topics. A new leader joining your company can micro-learn topics like the functions and goals of each team in a short online course to devote the majority of their time to more important projects. Free websites like Quizlet allow users to create study guides for any topic, and you can password protect guides from being used by others. John Deere, the major farming and construction equipment manufacturer, builds team lunches for new leader onboarding. This allows them to learn about the individuals on their team on a personal level, removed from the office, and it promotes goodwill. Everybody likes free lunch. Apple, tech giant and multi-billion dollar corporation, has a highly regarded onboarding process. While your new leader may have learned much of your organization's mission and vision during the interview process, Apple takes it a step further. It considers the impact of placing new hires within a historical context, meaning that Apple ensures everyone knows the humble beginnings and the company's current and future state. This helps people understand the growth of certain teams, growth trajectories, product development, and more. For new leaders, think of ways to show them how the visions of past leadership have evolved your org's values and goals into what they are today. For example, your CEO could write a welcome letter or a template for one, breaking down certain aspects of the company. Or consider writing a quick ebook and hosting it in the compliance feature of an HRIS so everyone can access it. encourage other leaders to take responsibility for sections about their teams and add their mission statements in. That's the logic behind creating a culture guide. So it's also part of a different project that will prove immensely helpful to onboarding everyone, not just leaders. I'll link a resource to creating this guide in the description. Other companies don't onboard their leaders well. Remember the staffing agency that lost $75,000? The agency had contracts with multiple businesses, and one large hotel used them every time a big convention was hosted in their premier event space. This hotel is prestigious and requires an extra layer of security from their waitstaff, annual safety licensing to serve alcoholic beverages. The old leaders knew that each year they had to sign up their current waitstaff for training with enough time to complete it and get confirmations to the hotel. New leaders weren't aware of this requirement, so the waitstaff wasn't licensed properly in time for the hotel's event. The company lost a valuable client and a lot of money because the new leaders didn't know they needed to sign the waitstaff up for that safety training every year. The ability to critically evaluate a process and improve it is one of the most important skills an HR professional should have. So, take this episode with you and apply it to the other areas of your role that need improvement. Remember, your role is as strategic as you make it.